Unfortunately, what Hinari did when he started to build the house, he put a tapu on the inside of the house when they were going to build. Today, some people don't do this, but when you put a tapu on the carving of your popo and other things and that go with a traditional meeting house, women can't go in there. And perhaps that was the shame of having a tapu on it, that women weren't allowed in until the completion of the kairo, or the carving of the popos and other carvings that are in the house, like the mahis and other things, although the mahis are outside. But most of the carving was left, when complete, was left in the house until it was brought out. And the front of the house was covered in tarpaulin just before we opened the house to the public. Today, when you look back, I suppose was not the right thing to have done, but it worked. It worked, and we had problems with some of the back chat from the women who said the men are not getting on with doing their thing properly, and that we don't know what's going on in there. So I wouldn't advise anyone to do that again, because the house remained closed for a long time after the walls and the roof and the walls inside were built. It just sat there until we can raise monies to complete the kairo, or the carving. We had to be precise with the area between the popos and on the two side walls, where one major wall in particular, where the tukutuku panels were quite large, because the house comes down in like a traditional house, and so some wall where we were going to have four, I think, or five panels in the back wall, were quite high, and the woman had it, and the men. I even can honestly say I did some of the work on the tukutuku. I didn't spend hours on it. I just helped do certain little things, and so I had an involvement in putting the tukutuku together. But it made it difficult for Kath, because she had to get the measurements from our people, from the men, and then hope to goodness that the measurements were right, and that when the panels were put in, they would fit flush. We did a good job in giving those measurements, and nothing was amiss when we put them in between the popos. So that made it difficult for the woman. Once the house was built and everyone was able to go in, they really were quite proud of the finished article, I suppose, of the house. And we're quite proud of it. It is one of the only traditional whares on the peninsula. We don't have any other at present, so it's the first for a long while. I'm sure we had houses complete whare in the past, but I'm not aware of that. We do have paintings and sketches of where our people lived, and some areas where they had whata, or house, where their food was up on stilts, and little areas of sketches, and that's about all we have. I suppose we were told that there was houses in the area, but we've not had any, in those days, no cameras, no pictures. We could only rely on the French sketch or painter called Maillon, who sketched some of those meeting some of the villages on the peninsula. So those are the sort of things we've had to go by. Mm-hmm. So it is the first and only at this stage complete fully carved whare tupuna on the peninsula.